Okay, so I'm going to talk to you today about a work we recently completed using wireless sensor networks for controlling irrigation and nutrient management for strawberry production. This work was mainly a result of some of the results we saw from a previous specialty crops research initiative. I have highlighted some of the findings of this project here, and you can also see the project impact at smartfarms.net/impacts. Sensor networks in general, the components for sensor networks in general can be represented by this illustration here. In general, you deploy different soil moisture and environmental sensors in production areas. Data is recorded by data loggers that can transmit the data over radio frequency or cellular networks to a server. And the data, real-time data, can be accessed by growers as well as researchers via any kind of device locally or over the internet. So why did we choose to work with strawberries? First of all, strawberries an important crop with currently covering more than 25 hectares of land and the whole industry being valued at more than $3 billion. As you know, production typically requires large quantities of water and nutrients, so precision irrigation and nutrient management is vital. So if you can make these decisions based on real-time information from soil and environmental, based on soil and environmental conditions, there is a potential to improve resource use efficiency, yield, as well as fruit quality, which can lead to a sustainable strawberry production. So our objectives when we did this work were two. First of all, we wanted to see if this sensor-controlled irrigation approach, can be used effectively compared to standard practices that are currently being used in strawberry farms. So we did this work in a commercial strawberry farm. And also, we wanted to see to quantify effects of incremental water stress on plant growth yield and yield components. So we did a separate study at a research site. So the commercial farm that we worked with was Schlagel Farms, located in Waldorf, Maryland. It's a farm which grown strawberries with the annual plastic culture system. You can see some of the study parameters, design, treatments, experimental units, and the likes here. This farm, they practiced, it was a pick your own operation, but also they were selling fruits to the local markets in wholesale as well. Just to give you an idea of the wireless sensor network we installed at this site. The graphical user interface SensorWave was used. This product was developed by the Specialty Crops Research Initiative I mentioned earlier. It's a commercially available product right now. For each experimental unit, which were the beds, we had a data logger, two 10HS sensors, two GS3 sensors, and a badger flow meter to measure irrigation. We also had a weather station located at the farm. So how did we choose the irrigation set point for the sensor controlled irrigation treatment? We simply followed a simple approach. We monitored what the farmer was doing, and we selected a volumetric water content which was average, and for this farm it was 24%. It was a very sandy soil. And basically, the farmer did what he has been doing for the last couple of years. So basically, the sensor controlled irrigation will apply irrigation whenever the average of two 10 HS sensors, the average volumetric water content, dropped below that given set point. Any time between 6 a.m. to 7 p.m. and it will apply a 4-minute irrigation at the time. So if the volumetric water content is not maintained, you know, it can continuously apply for 4-minute irrigation pulses. So the treatments were started at full flowering, and they were implemented for about a month and a half. For harvest, we collected from fruits from about 40 plants per bed. For the first two harvests, we were able to categorize these fruits into four different classes and weigh them separately in order to have an idea of the fruit size distribution. The deficit irrigation work was conducted at the Y Research and Education Center of the University of Maryland. You can see the different study parameters here. It was again a fully replicated study conducted on a plastic culture system. The sensor network installed at this site was more or less similar. We had control nodes, two 10 HS sensor per experimental unit, a GS3 sensor to have an idea of soil temperature and electrical conductivity in addition to moisture, MPS 6 water potential sensor, and also a badger flow meter in order to measure irrigation application. We followed a slightly different approach to select the treatments in this study. So we initially characterized the soil. We determined the soil characteristic curve using the HyProp device, and we also did a custom calibration for the 10 HS soil moisture sensor used. Now, based on previous work conducted on this soil type, we determined the control treatment to be instituted at a water potential of minus 30 kilopascal, and three deficit irrigation treatments, which were 10 kilopascal, 20 kilopascal, and 30 kilopascal lower than the control treatment. But we have to translate these water potential units into volumetric water contents, since our sensor wave will use only soil volumetric water contents, you know, to control irrigation. So the volumetric water contents that you see here, they were used at set point so that, you know, we can maintain the water level at the required water potential units. So just to give you an idea for this silty loam soil type, the field capacity was about 41%. So the control irrigation treatment, which was about 36.7%, it was less than field capacity. And as you can see, the deficit irrigation treatments were maintained at a lower soil moisture level. So we harvested six plants randomly selected from each bed, and we also categorized the fruits into four different size classes for the whole study. This graph here shows what the grower was doing. Basically, he was applying an irrigation ranging from 1 hour to 2 hours every day, and interrupting irrigation whenever there were significant rain events. These two lines that you see here are the soil moisture, volumetric moisture content levels, and this blue line here is the flow meter readings. So whenever irrigation is applied, as you can see, the flow meter reading will rise. The sensor control irrigation, on the other hand, as you can see, was able to maintain the desired moisture level in the soil, which was about 24%. So basically, you know, whenever the soil moisture reading drops below the set point, it can apply, you know, a 4-minute irrigation and maintain the level at the desired volumetric water content. But whenever there were significant rain events, the volumetric water content was rising more than that set point. So as you can see from this table here, we didn't see any significant difference for yield. This was mainly because of the relatively higher volumetric water content set point that we chose in order not to affect, you know, the yield at this study site, because we were controlling a relatively large area, about half an acre. So the irrigation application, as you see, it was measured only after the treatment started. So that's why the values that you see for the irrigation applied per plant and the irrigation water use efficiency are relatively higher. But there was no difference between the two irrigation treatments. The site distribution which was based on only the first two harvests, as you can see, most of the fruits they weighed between 10 and 30 gram, and as you can see, the number of fruits which were considered small or large in size was about the same. For the deficit irrigation experiment at the Wire Research and Exchange Center, as you can see, again, using the sensor web network, we were able to maintain the desired soil volumetric content levels for both the control and the deficit irrigation experiments. With a higher volumetric water content set point, the system will increase the frequency of irrigation to maintain the desired level. As you can see from this table here, deficit irrigation significantly affected the yield. As you can see, as compared to the control, the deficit irrigation 2 and DI3 treatments, they gave us a significantly lower yield. There was no difference between DI1 and DI2 and between DI2 and DI3. The number of fruits per plant was also significantly affected for the deficit irrigation level 3 treatment as compared to the control, but there was no difference between DI1 and DI2. The average fruit weight it was the same for all all treatments and the control as well. The irrigation application, which was measured throughout the study, as you can see, was significantly different for all the deficit irrigation treatments. They applied significantly lower water as compared to the control, but there was no difference between the first two levels and DI3. So the irrigation water use efficiency, as you can see, which is calculated as the ratio of the fruit yield per irrigation water applied, it was the same, and we didn't have any significant difference. The fruit size distribution it was more or less the same for the control and the three deficit irrigation treatments. As you can see, most of the fruits they fell within this range between 5 and 15 gram. We had relatively a very minor percentage of fruits which weighed above 25 gram in general. So most of the fruits they weighed less than 15 gram. So in conclusion, we saw that sensor controlled irrigation can be used to maintain precise moisture levels in the soil, but due to the volumetric water content set point we selected, we didn't see any difference in terms of yield as well as irrigation application. incremental water stress, it decreased yield as well as number of fruits, but we didn't see a significant effect on fruit weight. The irrigation water use efficiency was also similar for the control and the deficit irrigation treatments. I would like to acknowledge the Walmart Foundation, which funded this project through the University of Arkansas, and also the ACRI Mines project for donating sensors and data loggers used in this research. Do I have time for questions?
One or two.
Okay. If you have questions, I'll take your questions now. Okay.
How long was the harvest?
It was about a month and a half. So I started harvesting mid-May, and then by about June 20, I was done in both these places. So.
At the beginning, the yield was, I saw a slide, 800 grams, and then the experiment was just 600 to.
Okay, so these are two separate experiments. So at the commercial sites, the yield was.
It's considered a very high yield.
800 gram. No, so this is total yield.
In 1.5 months.
Yep.
It's very high, extremely high.
856 gram.
Very plant, yeah.
That's what we saw.
Why not start the treatment soon?
So we're working with commercial farms. So and basically, you know, the grower was not interested, you know, for us to start the treatments early. So we're only able to start them in April.
What do you think the reason was for the lower weights per fruit in the Y study as compared to the one on the commercial farm?
For the commercial study, you know, we only did the fruit size distribution, you know, for the first two harvests, and you know, most of the fruits we harvested were really big. But basically, I think it has something, you know, it has to do with the water application. The soil types was also different, but it has to be explained by the water application.
Did you figure out how much water you save by using the sensor moisture application method versus your control irrigation? How much water will you save? Did you calculate that?
No, we didn't have savings. So the sensor control system actually applied more water as compared to, you know, what the grower was doing.
So would you recommend?
I still recommend. I mean, we could have gone for a lower volumetric water content. You know, we are not afraid to affect this yield in this case. But you know, we have seen that we can save, you know, water up to, you know, 40 to 70% in ornamental studies, you know, using this technology. So it's possible.
Oh, please, the plant spacing for the experiment. What was it?
So it was. 12 inch between plants and between rows as well.
So that you have about 600 gram per plant, let's say average like 10, 15 gram per, so you mean you have like maybe 100 fruit per plant? Right?
So which study?
60 plant, 50 fruit per plant, 1.5 months.
So which study are you asking about?
I mean the total year for the plant in this short period is just, I was just excited about this number. I mean in this case, the plant will have like 50 flowers once over the left.
I didn't get your question. So the harvest season is a month and a half.
From the flower to fruit, it's just
it's a month.
Yeah. So I mean, in this case, like 600 gram per plant divided, let's say, by 15 or 10 to 15. I mean, I have like from 40 to 50
So I think we can go over this question with you later.